when I first looked at your website months ago, one of the things that popped out to me immediately was a picture of a young man,
Paul Dwyer,
on the ferry playing a cello. And I thought, well, now that's really clever. It doesn't mean anything, but that's a great picture. Well, boy, was I ever wrong. So tell me about a sweet ride through Portland.
So I stole this from Paul. This was his idea. I think it's a brilliant idea. We are doing all six Bach cello suites in different locations throughout Portland in one day. And at each location, there is something unique, not only about that suite and that music, but also about the setting and the activity. So for example, we start at 9 a.m. with suite number one, where we will have silently led yoga. So bring your yoga mats to the Eastern Prom, and we ask you, we encourage you to move your bodies to the music. You can also just come and watch and not feel self-conscious. That's okay too. The second suite will be performed at Deering Oaks Park during the Saturday Farmers Market. And beforehand, we'll have a craft table and be helping kids create masks and ribbon wands and other sorts of props. Because what we want them to do is to hear suite number two as the soundtrack for imaginative play or for, you know, interpretive dance. This is what my daughter does with everything. So creating a real platform for it and encouraging families to come and listen and to be a part of it. Suite number three is going to be at the Casco Bay Lines ferry terminal under the awning, which I think is going to be a really dynamic backdrop. And then you can take a chartered Casco Bay ferry to Fort Gorgeous and hear suite number four played among the stone arches on the tiny island that hosts Fort Gorgeous.
Oh my gosh, this is so cool.
It is. I am speechless just thinking about it, and I've been planning it for 9 months. We'll come back to the mainland, and there will be suite number five in Congress Square so that everyone has access to it. And then we'll close the day with boxicles while listening to suite number six in Monument Square. I love the puns.
That's great.
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to ask for details on the boxicles. I think we all need to be surprised about exactly what those are, but... That is such a creative and wonderful thing to do. I just am hoping that there will be many of us who will be able to devote that whole day to it. I just think it, what in a journey that would be. It really will be a sweet ride.
To be able to hear all six will be an incredible opportunity and gift, but it's not expected. You know, come and drop in for a movement. You don't even need to stay for an entire 30-minute, 45-minute suite experience. This program specifically is meant to make this music accessible and inviting. And I just want to talk about that for a moment, because for whatever reason, accessibility has become a dirty word in classical music and high art. There's some sort of suggestion that if we make it available to younger people, to people of different backgrounds, to people who don't have familiarity with it, that we have to dumb down the music. And that is so not true. The musicians that you will hear on that day, Ben Noyes, local hero and celebrity of mine, Paul Dwyer, cellist of the Chicago Lyric Opera and Diderot String Quartet, and Sarah Stone, who plays with all of the best early music groups around the country, in many other places, you would be paying a $100 ticket to sit quietly in a concert hall and hear them play this Bach cello suite. They are world class. And we are offering this to you for free, not because the music is any less, but because we feel it is so important that we want you to have access to it. And we want your kids to have access to it.
And I just have this great image of people on the Eastern Prom. Some will be there doing yoga. But at that time of the morning, so many people will be out walking their dogs. They'll be walking their kids. And they're just going to be strolling by, looking at the beautiful main scenery of Casco Bay and the Calendar Islands. And then all of a sudden, they'll hear Bach.
Yeah, it's really going to be magical.